Chances are you don't keep in touch with your teachers after you graduate from high school. Unless, of course, you're Youth Radio's Chelsea Vargas or one of her friends.
When we graduated from our small private high school, me and my friends all swore we'd never go back. So the other day, I was surprised when our conversation turned into a competition over who spends the most time with certain high school faculty members. Okay, so that may seem a little strange, but it's such a small school, friendships with teachers aren't all that uncommon. Since the student-to-faculty ratio is something like 7-1, and individual attention is expected. One girl told us she'd be visiting our old bio teacher soon. He emailed her after graduation to tell her how much he'd loved having her in class, and that he only gave her a hard time because he knew she could handle it. Now, hold on. He'd given me a hard time, and I didn't get any email saying I'd been a pleasure to have in class. Our young and hilarious assistant dean and counselor are even more coveted in the I hang out with teachers the most competition. One girl's monthly meals with these guys has certainly given her an edge. It's definitely not like those forbidden teacher-student love affairs you see on TV. It's all totally appropriate. But sometimes it seems like my friends do have little crushes. Because we have a really awesome female teacher, too, but we don't spend much time talking about her. Ultimately, the competition's about proving we're mature enough to hang out with adults and be treated as an equal. Especially since, as college freshmen, we'll be surrounded by adults. As the conversation continued and I got more and more desperate to find a teacher that I talked to more than anyone else, something struck me. Aren't we past these juvenile games? Then I remembered a certain spectacular English teacher who I talked to all the time. I had finally won the competition I decided only seconds earlier wasn't worth competing in. And man, did it feel good.
It's Chelsea Vargas. The story was produced by Youth Radio.